This is the NedGroup Investments podcast, where we explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about. Hello, I'm Demetria Greater from NedGroup Investments Multi-Management. This installment of your market and economic wrap is titled U.S. Jobs Report Shows Slightly Softer Underlying Conditions as Payroll Increases Slows to the Lowest Level in 2.5 years. The recent release of the U.S. non-farm payrolls showed that the world's largest economy added 209,000 jobs in June, this from a downwardly revised 306,000 in May. The Bloomberg survey expected 230,000. Payroll gains for April and May were revised lower by a combined 110,000, clearly signaling that job creation was lower than initially reported. Job increases averaged 244,000 in the second quarter, making it the lowest level since the fourth quarter of 2020, when the economy was still subject to COVID containment measures. While the headline number was a miss versus the elevated expectations following a strong jobs report in the private sector, or also commonly known as the ADP report, average hourly earnings, on the other hand, rose at 0.4% month on month versus 0.3%, and with the unemployment rate at 3.5%, this indicates that the US labor market remains solid and there is evidence of tightness. The US's monthly jobs report is considered among the most important economic indicators for forex traders, and the change in the number of positions is closely correlated with the overall performance of the economy, which is also monitored by policymakers. Full employment is one of the US Fed's mandates and is considered important in terms of the labor market when setting its policies. Therefore, it is no surprise that this would impact the currency market. In response, the US dollar came under pressure on Friday following the release of the payrolls data, while the rand recovered some of the previous day's losses after trading back above 19 rand to the US dollar as hopes of a pause by the US Fed were revived. According to a recent report by Goldman Sachs, historically, a monetary policy pause has been a particularly effective time to position for equity market strength. However, in this cycle, high rates and full valuations may limit the opportunity set for some developed market equities. The jobs data was far from the Goldilocks scenario, given that companies with lower labor costs and many employees to buy its products. But the report showed the opposite: higher costs and not so amazing job growth. Global equities came under pressure following the print, while local equities fell in line with the softer global markets. The JSE All-Share Index lost 1.6% for the week, dragged down by industrials and basic materials, while financials were flat. In terms of domestic data releases last week, both sets of South African Purchasing Managers Indices, or PMIs, were released. This was useful given that it was a first take on the extent to which the unexpected reduction in load shedding during June supported economic activity in the latter part of the second quarter. The Bureau of Economic Research states that while activity remained subdued in June, the monthly rate of decline was less severe. With that said, the agency still expressed that it was somewhat disappointing that there was not more of a positive response to the reduced power rationing. This week's focus will be on the production side of the economy, with manufacturing and mining output figures for May out on Tuesday and Thursday respectively. Power outages, slower domestic and global demand, and lower commodity prices are expected to have weighed on output. However, manufacturing production is expected to rise moderately off last year's lower base. In terms of international data, this week's major release will be US inflation on Wednesday. The market consensus is for headline CPI to remain unchanged at 4%, while core inflation is projected at 5.3%. In addition, the US second quarter earnings season unofficially kicks off this Friday, with the first of the big banks getting on the board early. The results will be released amid increasing uncertainty in the US economy. We have come to the end of our note. Until next time, take care from the multi-management team. Ned Group Collective Investments is an authorised collective investments scheme manager in terms of the Collective Investments Schemes Control Act. Ned Group Investments does not provide advice on financial products and will only give you factual information. For further details on our funds and to view our terms and conditions, please visit nedgroupinvestments.co.za. Ned Group Investments, see money differently.